Go, go, wee, wee, come on. Go, go, wee, wee, come on. We're doing it. We're talking. Gonna speak the truth about other things and other things and other things and other things.
That was live.
We were coming at you live.
With Steve Lester on the guitar.
Yeah, thank you, Stan.
We're trying to switch it up this week.
I think we're trying something new. We're trying a new format. We're totally like pre-recording in the evening.
Yeah.
So we can get some leca going.
Leca is cueca.
So how are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm a little bit disappointed. I love doing our podcast, but it is keeping me away.
Oh, God, I can't.
The Goodwill. Let me tell you, this girl has...
Before she continues, this girl has absolutely no notes, okay? She has no notes. She's unprepared. Because ask her where she's been. 4 times in 1 freaking day.
I was at the Goodwill today. I went there 4 times. There's 3 different Goodwills that I hit. And the thing is this, okay? I have a very small budget.
It's a sickness. It is a sickness.
I haven't been this obsessed with something since eBay. When I used to sell things on eBay. And I would just, like, look at people, like, you should sell that. Let me sell that on eBay for you. Remember that?
This girl would go garage sailing and be like, that could really sell on eBay. I bet. I would bet anybody that could sell on eBay.
The thing is this. I have a very small budget to fix up my apartment. And I have discovered Goodwill. It's like a fucking treasure hunt. Do you understand? It's a treasure hunt. You're looking for a diamond in the rough. Do you understand? Like, I manifested my dream kitchen.
No, I have to give it to her, though.
Oh,
my
God.
Let me just say, it is annoying because I don't see her anymore. I don't talk to her.
I don't answer her text.
She doesn't answer my text. Yeah, I'm like, what the fuck? This girl does not answer my phone calls or texts, but then I go on Facebook and she has pictures of her new kitchen. I'm like, this is why she's not answering me.
I know. I'm sorry. It's just that, okay.
It's ridiculous.
I cannot believe the things. And I want to know, is this just Nashville or is it probably everywhere?
I remember going to the Goodwill with mommy.
You do? I don't remember.
In Staten Island, they have a Goodwill.
Yeah.
It was good, but it was, like, pricey. I think that it was, like... Yeah, I don't know. It wasn't as cheap as it is here.
You don't even understand. Like, I wanted a black and white kitchen.
But there's no tax or something, right?
I don't think so.
No, there's no tax.
But the thing is this, like, I am trying to get back into my vortex of creation.
So her vortex is
this
Goodwill.
This is helping me... this is the thing. This is what I said to myself today. Nobody gives a shit, but I care. So you're going to fucking listen to what I have to say about my fucking black and white kitchen. I envisioned a black and white kitchen, and that's what I wanted.
Yeah,
and
it's beautiful. It's gorgeous. I really am very impressed. I wonder why she didn't fucking black and white the kitchen when I lived there, though.
Well,
that's what
the thing is this. Like, when me and Wee lived together with Darian... It was a situation where none of us, we were not really supposed to be living with Wee Wee because...
It wasn't a permanent situation.
It wasn't ever a permanent situation. And like, I was always like, oh no, we're going to move out and then something else would happen. It was really because of Alan and Sarah, really, that made me...
We had them.
You know, and you know...
Nobody knows who she says, it's because of Alan and Sarah.
Like, I know, and nobody knows who Alan and Sarah is.
That's something I hate when people do that.
Yeah,
when you're talking
to them,
like, oh yeah, that's what Silly Sally said. I'm like, who the fuck is... I don't know who Sally is.
Yeah.
Nobody out there knows who Alan and Sarah.
Oh my God, that's so true when people say that, like, you know, Diana always told me that...
Yeah, I don't know Diana. I don't know Diana.
But the thing is, I want to manifest a new life for myself. And... Part of being in the vortex is, if you can hold...
Is black and white in your kitchen.
Well, no. If you can maintain a happy thought and live in that vibration...
Yeah.
And not dwell on things that you're anxious about...
Mm-hmm. I've been trying to tell this girl this...
No, but the thing is, this project, what I love doing, and I should have my own show on HGTV.
You should.
I said HGTV. But
DVD?
Seriously, I love finding things and refurbishing them. Mm-hmm. I didn't know that I could do that. And I kept envisioning, my kitchen was almost done, but I just kept envisioning this white circle table. I go to the Goodwill today for the fourth time in one day. What is there when I pull up?
A white circle table. That is kind of sick.
Okay, and it's a mother effing IKEA table.
I can't believe it.
Okay? And I'm like, oh my God, I run up.
Why would somebody get rid of it?
I don't know. It's like an amazing condition. Maybe they're just sick of it.
Maybe your energy will
I made them give it up.
Will them to the Goodwill.
But let me wrap up my story now, because we was getting bored. Anyway, there were two of them. There was a white table with silver trim, and then there was a plain white table, which was the IKEA table, which I wanted. And I went to the workers.
By the way, she never gets to the point of the story, and she started to tell me the story when she came over. And you said this girl...
I sharded to tell the story.
No, you said this girl...
No, I'm not up to that yet.
You never gave me the end of
that
story.
Okay, wait.
Because
so
she never
happens.
Gets to the point.
There's two white tables. One's got the silver trim. One's the white one I dreamt about and wanted. The workers are outside. I'm like, listen, I want this table. They're like, we can't do that. I'm like, why not? Give me the table. I said, you don't understand. I manifested this table. It's my table.
You told them that.
I swear to God,
I said that. Really?
They were looking at me like, what the fuck are you talking about? So then they said, go get the...
You said to the Goodwill workers, I manifest.
Yeah, I am.
You're sick.
By this time, I have been to, over the past 2 weeks, I have been to the Goodwill on 8th Avenue about 107 times. So they all know me by now.
They all know me. So they all know me.
They know me by name. But the thing is, I said, listen, go get the manager. Go get Addie. I want to see the manager.
Addie?
I know the manager.
You're
Addie.
Kidding.
No,
That's
I know
a,
the manager.
You're joking.
No, they know me. Okay, they know what I'm looking for.
Oh my God,
I said,
remind me to never go there.
Can you please give me this table? She goes, I can't do that. We got to process it first. I go, please, I can't come. When is it going to be put out? She goes, maybe tonight. I go, maybe tonight? I can't. No, I have to work.
No.
Please. So she's like, well, I'll see what I can do. So I'm waiting in the store for an hour.
I'll see what I can do.
I'm sitting in the store for an hour. Addie's walking back and forth. I go, Addie. Look at my kitchen. I show her my kitchen.
You are a creep.
I am sitting in Goodwill in the furniture freaking section, okay?
Sicko.
So then, finally, they drag the both tables out. So she's like, there you go, Coco. Now, which one are you going to pick? So I'm like, I don't know. So this fucking white girl.
She knows you by name.
Yes.
This is sad.
White girl comes up, and she's like, oh my God, this is the IKEA table that I wanted. And I was like, no. I go, no, I'm taking this.
How old is she in her 20s?
She was like 28. And I was like, looking at the white table and looking at the white and silver one, which was cute. But I'm like, no, I want the white one. So she was like, ugh. The girl goes, you should take the one with the silver. And I go, no. I go, I beg them to drag these tables in here. And as far as I'm concerned, they're both mine.
Yeah.
So back away.
So what happened?
And she was
really mad.
She was like, I really want that table. I'm like, well, I'm sorry,
well,
but I saw it
first. Where did you come from?
And I ripped the fucking ticket off the table and I went and paid for it.
You did?
Yeah, and she walked out and gave me the dirt.
No.
She was like, ugh. And then whoever she was on the phone with, she was like, I guess I'm not getting the table I wanted. No, you're not. You're not getting the table you wanted. So I got the table for $30.
I can't believe that.
In mint fucking condition. And it's a $200 table from IKEA.
You know what I really can't believe about the story? That I'm going to have to fucking hear about this for the next
month.
Oh,
yeah. She's going to have to sit at it.
My table? $30. Really? $230.
It was supposed to be
$30. Why do New Yorkers do that?
Steve
always gets so mad at me because he's always like, why do you have to announce the price of shit to me? I'm like,
yeah.
I don't know. It's just like a New York thing. See this top
$3.
Oh, no, actually, it's not a New York thing. It's called a rose mama.
I don't know. But let me wrap up the story and then I'll shut the hell up.
Please, the story's still going.
So then, I gotta get the car into my little Nissan Versa. The freaking Goodwill people shove it in. I had it drive with the trunk open. People fucking beeping me. Fuck you all, assholes.
Oh no, are you serious?
Yeah. I had my hazards on.
Oh my God,
I have something in my trunk. I'm a little girl alone. Go to hell.
How the fuck
so
did
I
you
go,
get it home?
I go, oh my God. I don't live that far from Goodwill.
True,
so,
but those streets are crowded.
I'm like, what am I going to do? Thank God. Thank God, and it was a blessing. that my neighbor, Josh.
Joshy Poom Poom.
Was on the porch. I run out of the car. I run up to him. I'm like, Josh, can you help me? And he's like, what? What the hell's wrong? I'm like, I have this table. So poor Josh has a freaking arm. His arm is hurt.
What happened?
Remember he hurt his arm at the time? He has a pinched nerve. And I'm like, Josh, please help me. So he takes the table out. We get it up into the hallway. We can't get it up the stairs. It's too big.
No.
It needs a special...
It's that big from the picture you
see,
can't
in the
tell.
Daddy thought it was a side table. It's
you
a
can't
big
tell
table.
In the picture
yeah, you
that
can't.
It's that big.
No, you can't because it doesn't fit up the stairway.
Yeah.
So Josh, thank God he had the special wrench that you unhook, you unscrew the top of the table.
Yeah.
He did all that for me. Poor Josh. He like helped me and his freaking arm is probably hurting now. And then he put it back together for me. So thank you, Josh. But everybody's invited to my dream kitchen.
Just the kitchen.
Let me tell, and then I'm gonna. This is the last thing I'm gonna say. Do you know how much the kitchen cost me to redo?
How much?
$60.
Oh my! What?
No, I'm sorry.
Oh yeah, well because we got because of WalsneyLove.com.
WalsneyLove, but no, I'm sorry, I didn't include the paint. $80.
That's still good.
$80 to redo my kitchen. Of
That's
a dream.
Pretty damn good.
Thank you.
Congratulations.
Now, I will shut up. Wee Wee, you have the floor.
Wee Wee doesn't even know what to say because all I've been consumed with is hearing about Coco's good. As soon as she walked in my door, I'm doing a 22-day vegan diet. It's only day two, kids. It's only day two. And the toilet has been my best friend. Let's just say that.
Really?
Yeah, I forget. Wow. I used to be a vegetarian. I was a vegetarian for 8 years. 8 years I was a vegetarian. Once in a while I would do fish in that 8 years.
Mm-hmm.
But I forgot because your body is constantly friggin' detoxing on a vegan diet. That's what I think. I don't know.
Wow, I can't believe that was... You did that for 8 years?
8 years I was a vegetarian. Because I'll never forget, and I'm not like an animal. It's not because of the animals. I just had a bad digestive system.
Right. What is that thing that you had?
It's called bilirubin.
Bilirubin.
Or bellirubin? Bellirubin. Bellirubin.
Belly.
But I don't have enough enzymes in my stomach to break down my food. And still, I have it. It acts up every now and again. So I decided to go vegetarian.
Mm-hmm.
But now I've decided to do this vegan challenge. Only for 22 days. I don't know. I might never go back to meat.
Wow.
And Steve is doing it too, but he's a man, and I'm planning all our meals, and I forget that he's a man.
Yeah, you gotta give him
more. I don't
more.
Forget he's a man.
No, but you gotta give him more food.
Yeah.
Right? Like, more serving.
I told him he's got a snack.
Yeah.
You gotta snack
a
lot on those.
That's hard.
But my stomach is adjusting to it.
I'll tell you, I ate dinner with Wee and Steve, and it was absolutely
Wasn't it good?
Delicious. It was gluten-free pasta.
Gluten-free and vegan pasta and vegan meatballs.
Oh, my God. The vegan meatballs were so good. It was lentil?
Lentils.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, everything that I used, vegan Parmesan cheese.
It was delicious.
Yeah.
It was really good. And it does, and you do feel a difference on your stomach.
You do feel a difference. But right now, my stomach is, like, getting rid of everything, so it's not really a good time.
So I'm going to go home and, like, shit my pants?
Yes.
Or I might short right now?
You might start to be like, oh... that going on in my stomach?
It's so not, like, let me tell you something. The sun just went down in Nashville a little while ago, and we're in this really, I just love this recording.
Isn't it a cute little recording space? I love it.
And I think we're gonna go with the pre-recording.
We're doing a pre-record. We get to drink wine because at 8:30 in the morning.
Yeah, I think
who
I
wants
like
to
this
drink
better.
Wine? Okay, we're going to do a little segment, but we're going to live sing this, everybody.
We are? Is Stevie coming in?
No, we're going to do this off the cuff, kids.
We are?
Yeah.
Ooh, 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 ooh. Who do you love? No.
No,
I
wrong.
I came in too early. Who do you love? Who do you show?
Who you gonna love?
Yeah, well, you know, since we're pre-recording, we want to mix it up.
We mixed it up really, like, low.
It might have sucked, but anyway. Who do you love and who do you shove? Since Coco has no, I guess I would predict who she loves. Fucking Goodwill in her kitchen.
Well, why don't you go first and leave it to me?
Okay, who do I love? This week I have to give a huge shout out to Share Your Buzz Nashville.
Oh my God.
We recorded Share Your Buzz Nashville with Spencer, Tony, Chris, but Chris goes by the Hurricane. And we recorded it here in Nashville.
Oh my
God. It was the fucking best experience I've ever had. It was so fun. Their setup was so cool. Share Your Buzz.
Oh my
God. Got to be buzzed. We had some wine mm-hmm. with the guys. And while
yes.
we recorded the podcast, their neighbors were like coming in and out. Their fucking handyman. I felt like I was on like a TV show, like a sitcom. It was amazing. It was like the best. I love you guys. You have inspired me. They totally inspired
me.
Oh
my God, me too.
This is why we're pre-recording.
Mm-hmm.
Because their sound is good. They don't even have like any bits. Like they just naturally
mm-hmm. I really enjoyed
it. And I love it.
It was really organic and fun and like, it was just like chit-chatting with your neighbors and they live in that awesome little community.
Yeah, they live in a cute little community. They call
yeah.
it Melrose Place.
And guess what I love about that? They live up the block from Goodwill.
Oh my God, they
where
do!
I found my magical table.
And your magical love, Marco.
Oh my God, Marco. Oh,
yeah.
I have a love.
Marco?
My love this week is Marco.
Marco Jueves.
Marco is my nickname for my new
yeah.
BF.
Nobody, she's keeping the real name on the DL.
I'm keeping the real name on the DL, but Marco and I have known each other for a really long time.
Mm-hmm.
And just recently...
He looked cute, Marco.
Oh, God, he looked real cute.
He really did look so cute.
He's
like de-aging.
He's de-aging.
If there's such a thing, he is de-aging. I don't know how.
But
how is he de-aging?
I don't know, but the thing is about Marco is that he's Italian.
Yeah, he's Italian.
He's an Italian.
He's got the sausage.
But, yeah, I'm really, like, fascinated that we were... Always when you're best friends with someone
mm-hmm.
is the best...
Yeah, because you know the person.
...kind of relationship. I don't want to talk about it too much.
No, don't talk about it.
It's going to be... Still be on the down
yeah.
low. I only put one picture up. Well, two.
Are you comfortable?
I am comfortable.
How do you feel? You feel good?
I feel good, but, yeah, I only put a couple of pictures up of me and Marco, and, that's all I'm going to say about that. Because
yeah. but you and is Share Your Buzz Nashville your love as well? Because
Share Your Buzz Nashville is my love. I love those guys and I can't believe that we got to be part of that.
Boo.
Okay, because it was something else.
It was something. We don't really
But know. I'm sorry, but my love is this, okay? I'm sorry. I just kicked Weeby in the knee. Oh my God. Weeby's legs are freaking tight.
I know. I've been walking
what
a lot.
What the hell?
Lately.
They're like muscle.
They are. It's all solid.
Oh,
that's
shit.
Why I weigh 700 pounds.
Weeby's leg. I just felt Weeby's leg by accident.
No.
And it feels like solid gold.
Solid as a rock.
Solid gold.
So
anyway, I have to say though, redoing, refurbishing,
Renew
is my love.
Yeah.
Okay. I learned how to go to Home Depot and buy sandpaper.
This will never end. This
buy
will
sandpaper
never end.
And like learn
sandpaper.
How to
sandpaper.
Well, I had to sand these chairs that I
really?
I found kitchen chairs.
Oh no! Is this Goodwill again?
$7 each. Beautiful chairs. They were brown.
Maybe Goodwill should sponsor our
Mama
show. Would
spray,
they?
Maybe. Mama sprayed the chairs
like
black.
Spray paint?
Spray painted the chairs black. Beautiful, perfect chairs.
Spray paint?
If I wanted to sell those chairs each now, $40 each.
You need to go on...
I need
a TV... Flea Market Flip?
I need a TV show.
You...
Coco
you,
does HD TV.
You can do that and I can veganize everything.
Coco Flea Market Flip. I can't tell you...
I want a cooking show.
The... I do too, and I also want this because I cannot tell you the creating that I am doing.
I'm really getting annoyed. Wee Wee is getting annoyed. The creating and the universal, the thought, the thought, the
thought. All right, shut up. Who are you shoving?
I love it. I'm very happy for you.
Who are you shoving? Who are you shoving?
Enough!
Who are you shoving?
I am shoving myself, okay?
Yourself.
I'm shoving myself.
You can't shove yourself. I don't think...
I can't shove myself because...
I think that's against the rules.
No, I've never shoved myself, and this time I am. Because Wee Wee here sometimes overreacts. I don't know if anybody knows this.
What? Wee-wee, the hell you say?
Wee Wee is a jumper to conclusions.
Oh, are we going to talk about this? What if anybody knows it?
So what? I'll say it. I'm gonna generalize the situation.
Go ahead. I want to hear. I want to jump in on this.
So let's just say my mother got an invitation to a party of some sort
in New Yorkie,
and I, Wee Wee, automatically assumed I wasn't invited because I didn't get an invitation.
Yeah. But
so I denounced my family. Tried to denounce my family. And flipped out. I got all upset. My mother had sleepless nights because of me, aggravating her liver.
I want to go into...
And let's just say, Monday morning, the invite was in the fucking mail. And Wee Wee feels like a big turd. Okay?
I just farted. Ew! I just farted from a vegan bullshit. Now it's going to be bad. Now that pillows smell like fart... Anyway, I'm starting to feel the vegan gas, I'll tell you that.
Oh, no. Did you just touch my phone?
Yeah.
And you deleted my email that I need.
What email? I didn't delete anything.
Yeah, you deleted my email.
No, what I didn't.
This girl's going... Oh, geez.
I didn't delete the email, but anyway.
Russell, why are you touching my phone?
I wanted to take a picture. Anyway.
Oh, my gosh! What the hell?
Listen, this is what went down, okay? Mother just got the invitation on Saturday. Not everybody, if invitations are coming from out of state.
Yeah, but she lives in Nashville.
It doesn't matter. She's in a different zip code. Me and poor Darian had to sit there for 20 fucking minutes listening to this. Fuck them! I'm not invited! Fuck them! Oh my god! And then my mother, oh, I had you invited. Oh god.
So I started an uproar. Okay?
She started an uproar. So just to shut up and rectify the situation, like,
holy,
you know, make Wee Wee feel good, I was like, just fuck them, Wee Wee, okay, whatever. But I was like thinking to myself, we might get the invitation on Monday.
I never thought we would get
or
the
Tuesday.
Invitation. And I
why
feel
would
like...
they not invite us? That doesn't make any sense. And guess what? Got the invitation in the mailie. Wow. And I showed it to Wee Wee, and she felt really dizzum. But now, we want to go to the party.
Yeah, now I think I'm going to go to the party.
You're going to go to the party. And you know what? This is the fucked up thing. This bitch will go to New York to the fucking party with my mother and leave me here. On my birthday. What? Because the party is on my birthday.
But you're not as old as the person who's having
I don't care.
Okay?
This is what they would do to me. So
this
now,
is what we would do to you.
We're trying to figure out a way that me, Mama Rose, and what's your name? Cookie?
Cuckoo? Peepee.
Wee Wee?
I liked when we were on Cherry and Bus Nashville and they were like, Coco and Wee Wee.
Okay, well, I want to figure out a way we can leave the girl, little D, home with her dad and fly to New York and go to the party.
Okay, well, we can manifest that.
I think we can.
You manifested your fucking kitchen table. How about manifesting
that? That's what I'm saying, and this is what I want to say. And I will end it after this. If I can manifest the kitchen... Then why the fuck
you're
can't I manifest
because you're not
my
easily,
dream job?
Because you're not easily...
Right, because you know what? The kitchen's coming easily.
Yeah.
But why can't I just manifest $3 million and my dream job?
Go ahead.
I'm going to do it.
Why not?
I will do it.
Why the fuck not? That's what I got to say.
Just watch me.
I can't believe you farted on air and you just said it like you didn't even
I don't
it.
Care. I don't... You know what it is? It's not my fault. It's your fucking food. I don't care if Mother Teresa was in here.
That's the only thing about vegan, I will tell you
that. Oh my god, the gas.
Me and Steve were saying all day, like, ooh, but it's a different kind of...
It's a terrible gas. I have to tell you something. Vegan may be, you think it, you know, technically healthy or whatever, but the gas is horrible. Like, my stomach now is
bubbling. Do you think it can't forever stay like that. It's probably your body adjusting to the new food.
I'll tell you, I don't like it.
Anyway.
I need some meat. Wow. Give me a fucking steak. It's delicious.
I get the sausage every night, but it's,
No.
Anyway.
Thank you.
Since, again, I will reiterate this on every topic we talk about, Coco has nothing, and Wee Wee has everything.
Yeah, but I'm flowing right along, bitch.
Coco's keeping up. She's keeping up. But she,
I'm on the fly.
But I can feel, I can feel in my heart that she is thinking of her kitchen.
Oh, God.
Now, what are you going to cook for me? You need to make a meal
I want
for me.
You and Steve to come over.
You will?
Yeah.
Okay, where's your Bloody Mary bar that
oh
you
Oh, my God.
Me?
Okay.
Coco's building a Bloody Mary bar.
I want to have the ultimate Bloody Mary bar, which I need to blog, okay? The thing is, Bay set
blog
up a beautiful blog for me. Growing up hairy, I did one fucking blog. Because
I did my
you
second.
You know why? Where am I when I'm supposed to be writing a blog?
Where is she anytime I need her? Coco, I think my tit fell out. No, she's at the
Goodwill. I'm at Goodwill. I got a bargain. But the thing is this. I have like 3 jobs, and in between the jobs, I go to Goodwill when I'm on break. That's what I'm doing.
She goes to Goodwill on her breaks. That's a sickness.
I just feel like if I manifest a beautiful apartment, then all else will fall into place. But anyway, I want you to come over for dinner.
I will be over. Me and Stevie Poom Poom will be over.
Yes. Oh, so anyway, my Bloody Mary bar. I want to build an ultimate bar, and I want to invite everyone to come and partake in it. Everyone.
Okay, I would like to talk about some good news, which I wish they would have had when I was a little tot, because... Let's just say a fact.
Okay.
I hate the dentist. I hate going to the dentist. I'd rather get my whole body covered in tattoos than go to the dentist. Okay. I think a lot of people hate dentists, especially kids.
Oh my God.
Kids hate dentists.
I do.
This has to do with my good news. Okay. Jojo the dog. She's 6 years old.
Jojo the dog.
Jojo the dog. Listen to this. She's 6 years old.
Que fa Jojo.
Que fa Jojo.
I don't know Jojo.
She lives in Illinois, and she's a comfort dog at a children's dentist office, and when the kids go in the chair, she puts her head in their lap, and they pet the dog while they're getting worked on. Okay, how fucking genius of an idea is this?
I like it.
This is my good news.
I like that.
Because when I was a kid, a dentist choked me, okay?
Oh my God, that's not even funny.
A dentist didn't give me Novocaine when I was a kid. I'll not, like,
I remember
we
that.
Make, you know, we could laugh at it now, but when I was a kid, I was terrified of the dentist because the dentist didn't give me Novocaine, and I screamed, and the dentist choked me, and my mother went in the office and choked the dentist.
Yeah, she choked the dentist.
Yeah.
Which I would do too.
Yeah. Nuts.
That was terrible. I remember that memory, and it was horrible.
Horrible. I do want to say this. Okay, let's not make a sad moment, because for these kids...
I think that's a great idea. You know what I mean? I'm surprised that's only one... There's got to be other dentists that do that, no?
I've never heard of it. Have you?
No.
Like, that would be... That's like... Why doesn't every dentist have that? They need to. Even for adults. Why only for kids?
What if they put a man in my lap?
What if they put a beaver in your lap? Anyway,
I don't get it.
Okay, so I want to talk about this because Bay just emailed me. The lovely Bay Ragney.
Oh, yes.
Our boss.
For Totally Driven.
The boss man for Totally Driven. He told us about this documentary that's going to be at the Franklin Theater tomorrow. It's called Here I Go Again. And it's about, like, these dudes that quit their job, basically, to live their dream. But they're a hair band.
They used to be a hair band.
They used to be a hair band.
In the 80s?
Yeah.
And then they, didn't have a lot of success?
I guess they weren't successful.
So they gave it up and now they want to try it again.
Yeah.
I love
it. But there's a documentary at the Franklin Theater, but he's so lovely he tried to get us free tickets, but there's no more comp tickets.
Right.
So he wants to know if we want will call or do we want to print them at home?
Whatever is... We can't print them.
Stevie Boom Boom really wanted to go.
Oh.
No,
why can't he come? Buy a ticket.
He can come buy a ticket, no?
Yeah.
Don't you think?
Oh, yeah, I'm sure it's not sold out.
Why not?
Yeah, Stevie
But it's a theater. Does that mean we have to have tickets together? No, right?
No. I don't think so.
Any hoozy.
I don't think it's sold out.
No, I don't think so. Well, anyway, that's really nice. I don't think it's sold out. Anyway.
No, I'm not saying it's not popular. No, I know. I'm saying there's got to be one more ticket left for Steve.
But anyway, I was going to say, if you are in the Nashville area, you should go check it out. It seems like a very inspiring...
What's the name of it?
Hair I Go Again.
Hair I Go Again. And there's also, like, past 80s rockers that are on, like, that are commenting, especially... I'm curious to see, like, the ladies from Vixen, I think, are in it.
Yeah, Vixen, and then there's, like, guys from Warrant and, Queensryche, I want to say.
Mm-hmm. Queensryche.
A lot of 80s.
Queensryche. What is their song? Is it Silent Lucidity? I'm smiling next to you in silent lucidity. God, I used to love that
song. We were just talking about, like, remember the t-shirts you would have back in the day, like, me and Coco were like, well, because of Coco, I was a big 80s hair band.
You had a Poison t-shirt.
I had Poison, I had Cinderella. Mm-hmm. And I would wear leggings.
Yes, neon.
Neon pink and neon green. I had zebra.
By the way, the Goodwill had some really nice shorts.
Fuck!
No, it was orange sale today. Tuesday is the orange hair price tags.
Oh my god.
No, but they had really good shorts. You would love them. I saw shorts. I was going to buy them for you.
No, as long as you're... Buy anything you want from the Goodwill, but please don't make your house smell like the Goodwill. That is like the worst smell ever. Like dirty hair
and my bush. My house doesn't smell like that.
I'm just saying. Dirty hair and bush, they
I'm smiling like so. Inside lucidity.
Bing, bing.
So we talked about this on Share Your Buzz, and I just wanted to say this briefly, because...
Oh, no, she's gonna... Wait, did we talk about this?
My outrageous news is this.
Oh, no.
Axl Rose and Guns N' Roses...
So wrong.
...have gotten back together, apparently. They had some concerts in Vegas.
I want to know how my it cousins, was. Did they say how it was?
I asked Daddy, and he was like, they said it was pretty good.
Oh, that means a caca.
But the thing is this. What the hell? I'm gonna
surprise someone.
This is the thing, right? My cousins, I won't name names. I'm not trying to name drop or name drag. But basically, Guns N' Roses / and Duff and Axl are like my cousins' really good friends.
Yeah, because especially Duff.
Duff, especially. They were friends with them before they were famous. So, they can go to any Guns N' Roses concert.
Anytime
they want. And they, you know. So, my cousins want to come.
And then, you know, but do they go to Goodwill?
They don't go to Goodwill. But anyway, my cousins want to come here in July when Guns N' Roses come.
And I'm super excited. Wee Wee is super excited.
And they're like, we're going to take you backstage and blah, blah, blah. And I have
Coco can give a shit less.
Listen to me.
That's really fucked up.
Listen to me. Guns N' Roses is one of the best fucking rock and roll bands of all time.
Yeah.
Their music, when I heard Rocket Queen for the first time.
Oh my god.
It was just amazing. But the thing is this. When I was 17 years old, I went to the Guns N' Roses
concert.
She's got to
brag about it. She's got to keep bragging.
I had third row. Okay? Third row. And I waited 2 motherfucking hours for Axl, because that's when they were doing this shit, and I'm going to be two hours late, and you'll wait for us. But I did. Axl came out, the third song in, he goes, do you know where you are? You're in the jungle, baby! And he put his leg up on the speaker in front of my face, and his fucking left nut dropped out. Okay, he had on white.
You already talk about this?
Did I on our show?
I don't know.
I apologize if I do. I talked about it on
Maybe
Share
not.
Your Buzz.
Yeah, I don't know if you talked about it on our show.
Well, then this will be the last time. This is documented as the last time. The ball popped out. He had white tight biker shorts on. Svelte body, 6-pack. Cut to, what is this, 25 fucking years later? I don't want to go and see Axl. Who looks like my best friend from high school now, who's a mother of 4 and has more chins than the Chinese phone book and is out of shape. He looks like my best friend, Rebecca. And he can't even move on stage.
She has
He's
four
singing
kids.
About his serpentine. He hasn't seen his serpentine in 20 years. And I don't want to see
his
Axel
serpentine.
Adam.
I never understood what that meant. His pee-pee?
Yeah. My serpentine. His snake. A serpentine is a snake. But the thing is, and I'll shut it up, I don't want to see Fat Axel. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. What Just like this? Any man would not want to go and see a Baywatch reunion when Pamela Anderson is 500 pounds.
This is crazy. Yeah, now you don't want to see it?
No, I don't. I'll watch the video. This is a fucking awesome
this
song.
This song.
I get up around 7. I get out of bed around 9. And I don't worry about nothing, no, because worry's a waste of my time. Oh, get out of bed around 9. I don't worry about nothing, no, because worry's a waste of my time.
I don't care. I want to fucking see it.
Why?
Anyway, you get the gist, but...
I don't understand why... Let's leave it in the fucking... Sometimes things need to be left in the past. Now, let me ask you this. Duff and Slash... Look,
oh my God, they
amazing.
Do. Yo, I wonder.
They're in shape.
Yeah, they are.
Why doesn't Axel get the fuck back in shape?
Do you know what Steve was telling me about Duff? Because he's read like
you
all their
my question.
I don't know.
Go ahead.
He is a little bit better than he used to be.
No, he's not. He has a friggin' perm or something. I
don't
know.
No, but he was pretty chub.
Listen to me. I saw a clip from the Vegas show. Slash has his shirt off. He has a six pack. He's like 50.
No.
What about New Kids on the Block?
Oh, God, they
okay.
look hot.
Every single
of
one of New Kids on
hell.
The Block are in their 40s,
yeah.
and they look fucking hot as shit.
Yeah.
Axel has no excuse.
How old is Axel?
He's like 40, in his late 40s.
He is,
yeah,
right?
He could get into shape. It pisses me off.
And he has tons of money.
The way that he was on stage running around, jumping, I don't understand it. It just pisses
me
off.
I know, you're right about New Kids on the Block.
Is anybody going to go see Madonna if she was 500 pounds?
No.
No,
they wouldn't.
No.
You're right.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, you're right.
Okay, that's what pisses me off. Like, or Jennifer Lopez. What if she gained weight? And
yeah.
I know it's not nice. I'm not skinny. I'm not making fun of heavy people, but I'm just saying. You're a show person. You're a showman. This is what you do. And
yeah.
get the fuck back in shape. And anyway, it would be better for you on stage, too.
Wait, look, there's a picture of him. Guns N' Roses perform reunion concert in Las Vegas.
Yeah.
With Axel on... Where's the picture? It just looked like there was a picture or something. Like, he might not be that heavy.
I see.
Look. I mean, Slash had a six-pack? For real? He breaks his foot. Uh-oh. You know, it's over.
Oh, see what I'm saying?
Axl Rose breaks his foot first night of the tour.
That's
oh,
bullshit. He didn't break
fuck.
His foot because they probably just can't get along. That's bullshit. He breaks his foot.
In the quote, this is what can happen when you do something you haven't done in nearly over 23 years. He just went on tour not that long
yeah.
ago.
Come on.
Great.
That's bullshit.
Something's going to go wrong.
Something's wrong.
It's canceled before fucking Nashville, I'm telling you. Anywho.
I hope my cousins still come, though.
No, I want my cousins
Louis,
to still...
Joe,
come visit the Nashies. Okay, now. The outrageous news.
I thought you said your outrageous news.
No, I didn't.
Oh.
Hello? Are you sitting here with me? The outrageous news is Magic Mike wants to know why Coco called his phone. This is the one he just texted me.
It was an accident.
It was a booty dial.
It was a butt dial.
It was a booty dial, Mikey. Anyway, once again, I have to share my outrageous news. Okay? Now, in the Museum of Archaeology and Anthropology in England, there's a 3rd century item featured in the Sex in Objects. It's a pot that Roman troops used to drink from. They used to put, like, watered down wine in there. But it's made with penises all over it. I gotta post the picture.
What do you mean? Like molds of their penises?
Look, I'll show you. It's like molds of just random penises. I don't think it's theirs. But they thought it would tickle a funny bone.
Hmm.
If they drank it, like, it would make them laugh.
Oh my God,
and, like,
Roman
be...
soldiers. That's very interesting.
I say it tickled
Where
more
is
than
that?
Just their
Where
funny
is it?
Bone. You know what I'm saying?
Where is on? They.
It's in England in a museum.
Oh wow!
But look at the pot.
Let me see.
Look at those penises. Wait a minute. Some of them are grossly shaped.
No, those can't be real penises.
No, they just molded them. Then it's not like an actual dent of a penis.
Oh, it's not like somebody put their penis in. No. Why is it so skinny?
Gross. One of them's curved really bad.
Girth is
way
more important.
Look at that one. It curves down. Look at the bones.
The thing is this.
This one looks like a lizard.
No, girth is more important than skinniness. I'll tell you
that. Anyway. It is. I don't know. I don't have a penis, but I've seen some in my time. You know what I mean? I've seen some penises.
So I saw my outrageous news.
Dari's little bit for the outrageous news.
That's okay. Outrageous news! Outrageous news! It's totally outrageous news! It's not inrageous! Hey, we should have Steve come in and all sing a song together.
Oh, we just got tickets for the Franklin Theater. Oh, he got us 3.
He did?
Chief!
Aw, Bae got us 3 tickets?
Yeah.
Aw, Bae, thank you so much.
Bae, Chief, let Chief come.
We have to cover it really good, though.
Of course.
Like, we have to... Yeah. Can we video? You know what we should
Let's video it and we're going to do a write-up. Let's do a blog, bitch.
Let's do a vlog. How about we do a video of us before we get into the theater? Could we do that? Okay, I don't know what that means. But maybe we can get Steve to come in here and we can all sing a song together.
Right now?
Yeah.
I thought we were going to do this other little thing.
We are, but we got to do that after we take a commercial. Oh. I gotta pee and I gotta work up some.
She got a bippy.
What if Steve? You guys like to sing a lot of what are they called?
We'd like to do the boy band.
Yeah, why doesn't we can all sing a song?
Oh, maybe we can.
Maybe Steve will do it.
Maybe he will. If you got a pee-pee, I'll play the commercial up to the phone.
Oh, you're gonna play the.
We're doing now? A new bit, so we might hear background noises like Coco's doing a pee-pee.
I gotta do a psh.
Yeah, go pee-pee and go ask Steve to come in here for a second, please. Okay, we'll be back. Thanks.
Attention, sports fans, collectors, hobbyists, and autograph seekers. Are you looking for the best in sports cards and collectibles? The only name you need to know is Carl's. That's right, Carl's Cards and Collectibles in Havertown, PA, not only has the best collection of sports memorabilia, cards, game, used merchandise, and autograph signage of top professional athletes, he also does custom framing, too. Go to carlscards.com or like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter at Carl's Cards. That's Carl's Cards and Collectibles, 22 West Eagle Road in Havertown, PA. Remember, Carl's, the only and best name in sports cards and collectibles. For $5 today, you can buy a wealth of things. Gas for your car, rent a movie for the family, a few slices of pizza. $5 still takes you a long ways. But did you know that $5 can buy your child a bag of heroin on the streets? That's right. For only $5, your son or daughter can buy some of the cheapest and purest dope in the country. Be aware of the lies. Be aware of the stealing. Be aware that's all it takes to kill your child. $5. This message was brought to you by Casey's Cause, a group of parents located in southern Chester County out to save your child's life.
Oh no, my commercial stopped. Everybody can hear that my commercial
stopped. Come join us today at www.caseyscause.com. And remember, $5 is all it takes. Casey's Cause, www.caseyscause.com. Looking for that perfect gift for your cool friend? Then look no further than Teddy Scares. Teddy Scares are available in a variety of styles, sizes, and prices for all your shopping needs. Teddy Scares are a mix of cute and creepy to make a great gift for almost any age. Board up your windows, lock your doors, and log on to teddyscares.com. And be sure to become our friends at facebook.com/teddyscares. Attention business owners, website owners, event promoters, or anyone looking to promote your product. The Totally Driven Entertainment Radio Network is the perfect way to spread the word of your business around the world. That's right, you can advertise at our network and be played on all of our shows at rates that are so cheap, it's a no-brainer. For more information, contact Bae Ragney at BaeRagney@... Fans, do you collect comics? Did you ever collect comics? Do you think your children might like reading comic books? Do you even know they still print real, paper, non-digital comic books? Well, then visit the Pirates of Ontario Street Comics in Philadelphia. We have a massive collection of comic books, action figures, trading cards, and much more. We have one of the largest stocks of back-issue comics in the area. We bag and board every new comic book at no extra charge. Our store is voted the best comic book shop in the 2013 PHL 17 Hot List Contest. Part of the movie Unbreakable is filmed in our store. We're open 7 days a week. Ontario Street Comics is located at 2235 East Ontario Street in the Fort Richmond section of Philly. Our phone number is 215-288-7338. Type in the words Ontario Comics Philadelphia to check out our wacky stores page on Facebook.
Trash City Beads, a great bead store with the weird name, selling beads and findings for over 25 years. Visit us online at trashcity.com. Like us on Facebook at Trash City Beads. Unique beads, charms, crystals, and findings from all over the world at wholesale prices. No store, no showroom. We are online only. Visit us at trashcity.com. Trash City Beads is your online source for the best beads on the planet. Remember the name, Trash City Beads.
Hey everybody, this is Nick Wilkinson from TV Nation and Totally Driven Radio and Entertainment. Sadly, each year, approximately 3.6 million children become victims of child abuse. My latest ebook, Child Abuse, The Ripple Effect, explores the long-lasting effects abuse can have on victims. Explore life after the abuse ends and how we cope with the tragedies of the past. Child Abuse, The Ripple Effect is available on Kindle for only 99 cents. And don't forget to check out my website, actingnotreacting.com, a common sense approach to teens in crisis. Let's work together and make this world a better place. And remember, stay driven.
Are you a fan of Sherlock Holmes? Letters from Holmes offers unique, one-of-a-kind letters from the world-famous detective himself. Handwritten on 8.5-inch by 11-inch aged parchment paper and using smudge-free ink to produce original, high-quality letters that fans will treasure for years to come. Each letter is handcrafted and written from the perspective of Sherlock Holmes, mimicking Holmes's native tongue and embracing many of the famous detective's quirks, quips, insults, and peculiarities. Order a love letter, birthday greeting, personal correspondence, or more only at www.etsy.com/shop/lettersfromHolmes.
If anybody can hear that in the fucking background of the commercial, Coco has the whim to sing a song. And Wee Wee is not in the moodio.
That's because she just can't sing anymore.
I can't really sing so much.
Yes, she can. She sings. I'm just kidding. I'm just trying to get a rise out of her.
She's trying to get a rise out of me. Coco wants, yeah, let's sing.
We can do whatever we want. I'll fart on the mic if I want.
Okay? And Coco actually farted during the show. And she poured me a shot of vodka.
Me,
I can't.
Steve, I just want to say something.
Steve ran away once he heard
Steve came in, but I want to ask Steve a question.
What are you going to ask him?
When he comes back, I want to ask Steve an honest question.
Oh, great. I cannot drink that. I'm done. That is harshy. Terrible. She poured me vodka.
Steve, answer your question. Yes, your sister farts when she sleeps.
No. I already know that, but the thing is this.
Thanks,
seriously,
Steve.
Honestly,
so do you.
Steve, honestly, the vegan stuff,
the gas
is terrible. Ridiculous.
Yeah.
Come on. Know. How are you going to put up with that? Just eat a fucking steak.
My stomach is...
Eat a fucking steak.
Tow up.
I don't know about the Vigs.
The Vigs is tow up. Are we going to do... Well, we have this Way Back Wednesday bit we're going to do, but should we do a song first?
I will do a song if you want to do a song.
Well, anywho,
Now look up I'll do a Way Back, like, 80s
yeah,
song.
Yeah, and then
yay!
Maybe he'll come up
Okay, well, tell the people what we're doing.
This is
so exciting!
This is exciting, okay. But I hope people play along, damn it.
Well, you know what? It could be funny either way.
We have a Way Back Wednesday... And we're going to prank people with 80s movie lines and see if they know what the fuck Wee Wee and Coco are talking.
Let me tell you something. When Wee Wee came up with this, I was like, yes, this is genius.
This is pretty genius, but
who are we calling
first? Of course, the first person we're going to call is your mother. Mm. Because...
But you're blocking your number, right?
Should I block it for her, right?
Yeah, for her, yeah.
Okay, we're blocking...
Then she'll answer and she'll be like, Chris...
Also, anyways, I went shopping to Walmart and I bought this top. It was $2.
If anybody doesn't know already, Wee Wee's real name is Chris.
Chris. Steve, you never called me Chris, Steve.
Do you know where that's from?
Wait. Christmas. Oh, yeah, it's a movie with John.
Better off dead than to live without you. Who remembers that song?
Better Off Dead is a movie with John Cusack. Okay, here it goes.
Okay. Oh, my God, here we go.
Shh.
That's the question.
Yeah. Okay. Are we going to say why we're... You could possibly win a prize of you.
Yeah. Rose? Oh, answer the phone. She's not going to answer. She has to.
Hello?
Is this Rose?
Yes, Maria.
This is not Maria. We have a...
Okay,
well, we have a contest going on on our little show here, and if you guess where this line is from what 80s movie, you win a prize, okay?
Okay.
The line is, "Do for Johnny. Do it for Johnny.
What?
Do it for Johnny. Do it for Johnny.
Oh, God. Do it for Johnny. Oh, my God. I can't remember.
I knew she wouldn't know this one.
You don't know?
Wait, do it for Johnny.
Yeah.
Oh, you want a hint? All the movies that had Johnny in it. Oh, no.
Okay, this movie stars Ralph Macchio.
Yeah, give her a hint.
Patrick Swayze, Tom Cruise,
Matt Dillon, C. Thomas Howell.
I don't know.
You probably never saw. You know why? Because you probably never saw this movie. Never saw.
It's called The Outsiders.
No, I don't think I ever saw her.
Oh, she's done.
Yeah, she's too old to see that movie.
All right, thank you for playing.
You know what you won? Oh, wait.
Yeah, what that?
Do you know what you won?
What?
Nothing.
You won a trip to the Goodwill with Coco.
What do you think about my Goodwill encounters?
I love it. I love that you do that. Are you recording me?
Yes.
I love all the stuff that you got. It's so great.
Oh, now she had to have a better reaction because she's on the air.
If I would have known that, I would have sold all my furniture, saved the money, and went to Goodwill when I moved here.
She would have had a house with $50, a whole house.
I know.
Do you know how much I was saying, you know how much it cost me to redo my kitchen?
How much?
$80.
Get out.
Do you know how much I've had to hear this? Okay,
thank you for playing, okay. Rose.
Thank you.
Thank
bye.
You. Sorry, I didn't know I never saw that movie. Okay.
Bye-bye. Do it for Johnny.
Okay, who's next?
Anywho, Steve next? Looks like he has an idea. Steve?
Oh, Steve, what do you got there?
You got any idea?
What a little verse chorus, Mr. Big.
Oh, yay! Oh. Yay, yay, yay!
We can all sing the chorus.
Oh. Okay, are you going to do the chorus only?
No, we're going to do the verse first.
Are we going to do it after the pranking?
Let's do it right
or in between the pranking?
Oh, after the pranking?
Yeah.
Okay,
we're going to...
Oh my God, I love it!
Wait, who the hell is this? Oh, who should we call next? I'm so
what
nervous.
Is this? Who is this? Who is this?
Kevin, but I'm scared.
Yeah, let's do it. Do it.
Okay.
You're going to block your number, right?
Should I block it or just call? No, just call.
Okay. Are you going to talk?
Should I say it's me?
No, be like, Kevin, this is the Coco Wee Show, and we have a question for you.
I'm so nervous.
If you answer correctly, you win a prize. Say that.
Okay, what if he doesn't answer, then, you know.
If he doesn't answer, then what are we going to do? We move on.
We'll move along. Mm-hmm. Steve, you'll just have to give us somebody else. Is this Kevin? I wonder if he'll
answer.
Come
on, big Kev. Kev?
I don't think he's going to answer.
Kev. Come on, Kev.
We could be...
We should leave more messages.
Yeah.
Call us back!
Yeah. We're just...
Hi, you've reached Kevin Rathbun. We are on the phone or away from the phone at the moment. Please leave me your name and number. I'll get back to you as soon as I can. Thank you. Have a great day. Bye.
At the tone, please record your message. When you have finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
Yes, hello, Kevin, this is the Coco and Wee Wee Show, and we are playing a game at this place here right now, and we wanted you to play our game, and you can win a prize. If you can guess this 80s movie line, call us back. You know the number. I can't say it on air. The line is, Lorraine, you are my density. I mean, my destiny. Call us back and you will win a wonderful prize.
Now they're going to think I'm kooked.
Who's next?
Steve had a... Oh, let's do Matt Morris.
Oh, what's his line?
Should we now have said his last and first name? Well, he doesn't care.
Oh! Just don't give his address and phone number.
People. We won't give out his phone number. Let's see if he answers.
Matt, will you answer?
He's not murdering.
Can I say that one?
Yeah. You say it.
Okay.
You talk.
Okay. I love Matt. He's so cute. He's not gonna answer.
But damn these people.
He's not gonna answer. We have to call somebody else. Let's call Daddy.
Yeah, we're gonna have to call father, but this is a funny line.
Is it answer?
Hello?
Matt?
Maddie?
Boom, Matt?
Damn it.
You have reached the voicemail box of... At the tone, please record your voice message. When you are finished recording, you may hang up or press pound for more options.
Hello, Matt. This is the Coco Wee Wee Show. We were trying to get in touch with you to give you a prize if you can answer our trivia question. But, apparently,
you're
too good to answer the phone. So...
Damn it, that's a good line.
Let's ask Daddy. Let's call Daddy.
Maybe we should call Corin. Do you think?
No, call fuck Corin.
Wow.
You know why I say fuck Corin? Because she won't answer. She's not gonna
answer. No, she won't answer.
I've called her before and she don't answer.
Okay, this is your father. Your father might not even answer.
Let's see if he answers.
Frankie Boom Boom.
Are you gonna not block it?
I'm not blocking it.
Mm-mm. Let me talk.
Okay, you talk. Which line are you gonna give him?
The collecting.
The I work so hard?
No.
Oh. The collecting. Okay, the collecting line.
Somebody's gotta hear the collecting. He's not gonna answer. I know it. He's not gonna answer.
What the? Nobody answered that damn phone!
Nah. Yeah.
Hello?
Is this Frank?
Yes.
This is the Coco and Wee Wee Show, and we have a trivia question for you. And if you answer it, you get a prize. Are you ready?
Yes.
What line from what movie? And who said this line? He's not murdering these women. He's collecting them.
Repeat that again?
He's not murdering these women. He's a collector.
This is one of those weird movies.
I'll give you a hint, Frankie baby. Morgan Freeman is in this movie. Detective. And he says, he's not murdered.
Oh, the one with Julia Roberts.
No. No.
Monica. What's the name? The one that played in with Robin Williams. Cute blonde, Christina Applegate.
You're dead wrong.
The other one, one of the Juts.
Yes!
One of the Juts.
He's collecting.
A spider.
No!
Close.
Kind of.
He's not murdering these women. He's a collector.
Wasn't it Along Came a Spider?
It was something else.
Okay, Gil, we're gonna have to give it up.
Wait, don't tell me. It's blank. The last word in the movie title is girl.
Girls. G-I-R-L-S.
Yes.
Girls.
Nope, forget it.
Blank the girls.
It's called Kiss the Girls.
Kiss the Girl. You don't win a prize!
Oh, kiss the girls and make them cry or die.
Guess what? You don't win a prize and you don't get to go to Goodwill with Coco.
Thank you. Well,
the nice movies like The Notebook. What's the other one? Message in a Bottle. Not Killing Girls.
Well, you lost. Thank you.
I'm a lover, not a murderer.
Okay.
Thank you for playing, and we'll talk to you later. Bye.
Okay, no.
Nobody fucking answers their phone anymore.
Well, he just did.
Steve, do you know where this line is from since you're in the room?
Oh, does he know what these questions?
Everybody uses everybody.
He doesn't know that.
No, he probably
doesn't. That's the worst movie in creation.
Everybody uses everybody.
You said this the other day.
Yeah, I kept saying it the other day. Over
is
and
it
over.
Peggy Sue Got Married?
No, it's Staying Alive with John Travolta. Alive. Peggy Sue Got Married. I couldn't find any. He's like, Peggy, I love you. Peggy, Peggy.
God, I hated him in that fucking movie. That was so bad.
Yeah, but you know, I told the story why he did it. Because he hated. What's her face? Catherine.
He hated
what's
her?
What's her name?
I can't. What do you mean he did it? He's not the director.
No, no. Francis Ford Coppola was a director. That's like his cousin or some shit. But anyway, he exaggerated his voice
to piss her off
because she hated him and he hated her and she just was so annoyed by him. He kept doing that.
Oh my
yes,
god!
Yes, like they did not get along.
That's messed up because
isn't that fucked
he made
up?
Everybody else hate him.
I love you, Peggy.
Is that the end of our?
I love you, Peggy. Well, the other line that I wanted to say, but nobody answered their phone nowadays.
What is it? What is it? What is it?
The line was. I worked so hard on my head that he hits my head.
What if we try Bay? You think Bay would answer? Try Bay once.
Okay, but like block it or don't. We won't block it.
No, don't.
You can't block it.
We
anymore.
Won't block it. No block, block.
You want to block it? I poured you more vodka and that. I can't
what?
Drink vodka. You better be careful with that. I wouldn't continue with that if I was you.
I won't because I had your vegan nonsense.
Yeah.
That will get you sick in a second.
Oh, you're looking at me like it's true. Steve what? Seconds that.
Well, I mean, vegan and alcohol doesn't really go.
No, I wouldn't.
I need a fucking piece of bread or something.
This is my gluten-free bread. Is he going to answer?
Nobody's answering. Nobody
answers. Back in the day, you couldn't wait for to answer your phone. Because you had no idea answer. Who the hell it was. Bae, we wanted to test you.
You reached the mobile office.
Oh, okay.
Forget it.
Bye-bye.
No, no, forget all right. It.
You know what? Next time, we're going to have contestants that call in. That's all.
Yeah, fuck everybody that don't want to pick up their goddamn phone, huh? Oh, and then they text you, though.
Who's
they
that?
Could text
who's that?
You.
Who did the
no,
text?
No, bae, he said, what's up? Well, we wanted to punk you. And now, forget it.
No.
Anyway. Are we going to do a little
do you dinner? Have any gluten-free bread?
These are my gluten-free pretzels.
I
They're
have
made
tortilla.
Out of seashells. Seashells and quinoa. Fuck you. I have... You know what I have?
I'm going home and I'm eating a fucking cow.
I have a tortilla
fuck
chip.
You and want you're a freaking vegan bullshit.
You want a tortilla chip?
You're killing your boyfriend. Do you understand this? Steve, get out of it now. Get out of vegan bullshit.
You know what I was
he's gonna die by the end of the week.
Wait, you know what? Steve told his parents that we're doing the vegan thing.
God.
And then his sister was like, oh, what's this vegan thing? And then I was in the kitchen because I sent her like these links. I'm like,
God.
No, they're probably asking because they think I'm killing him. That's why.
They do.
They want to make sure he's healthy.
Oh, Steve, you live with me now, so let's do vegans.
We're gonna be vegan.
I'll see you on the toilet. We'll fight over the toilet all day long.
This way we can have diarrhea together. I'll go in the bathtub and you go on the toilet.
Yeah, but he even said he felt energetic today, didn't you?
I did feel.
Yeah, because he's starving. He's fucking hallucinating.
I was hallucinating. So if you call it getting energy, it's like thrilling.
He didn't have to do it with me. He could have a vegan steak.
No, I know. Steve has his own mind, I know.
He chose to do it. He wanted to try it.
Because Steve is open-minded and he's awesome, but he's also going to die by
the end of the week.
Steve, I will sneak you some White Castle later. No.
Thank you.
I'm just kidding.
Mr. Big, do you
have
no other words on
it? Yes.
Hold on, little girl.
Oh.
Tell me what he's done to you.
You know it?
Stand up,
you know the word? Yeah, I think I know it.
A broken heart can't
okay.
be that bad.
Let's
oh my
do
god,
it.
I love it.
Little Great Mr. Biggs.
Mr. Big for you people.
So that was your first note.
Okay.
You ready to do this?
Mm-hmm.
Or are you looking at the words?
You ready?
No, I'm good.
One, two, three.
Hold on, little girl. Show me what he's done to you. Stand up, little girl. A broken heart can't be that bad. When it's through, it's through. Big the twist of both of you. Come on, baby, come on over. Let me be the one to show you. Inside, I hope you feel it too. Waited on a line of greens and blues just to be the next to be with you. Your confidence so you can be on top for once. Wake up, who cares about little boys that talk too much?
We do a lot of singing for you.
I know, I would never do that.
Yeah, let's do it.
Can you see the lyrics?
Yeah.
Hold on, I forget how to play it.
Oh, chill. Well, anyway, so we've never done
this. Steve is working that out. I just want to say that, like, this is totally called self-indulgence. And we're being selfish and we want to sing. So if you want to listen,
then do it.
Then do it, because...
So what if we're off key? And so what if we sound like shit? Just go with it. No, I think, you know.
I think that it's a beautiful world and let's all do it. Oh, yeah.
Are we doing?
Yeah, I can do it.
Okay, do it. But I forget the where I come in.
So I'll just go.
Oh, I think. Yeah. Ooh. Gotta go and get angry at all of my honesty. You know I try, but I don't do too well with apologies. I hope I don't run out of time. Can someone call a referee? Cause I just need one more shot at forgiveness. I know you know that I made those mistakes maybe once or twice. By once or twice, I mean maybe a couple of hundred times. So let me redeem, oh, redeem on myself tonight. Cause I just need one more shot, second chances. Yeah, is it too late now to say sorry? Cause I'm missing more than just your body. Oh, is it too late now to say sorry? Yeah, I know all that I let you down. Is it too late to say I'm sorry now? I'm sorry, yeah. I'm sorry.
Oh.
Are we going to the second verse? I don't know.
You know what's wrong with singing? She won't sing with me, people.
Oh, friggity doo.
This was mine, and Wee-Wee's signature song. She won't sing with me, Steve.
What is it?
It's Bohemian Rhapsody Braids version. She won't sing.
Oh my gosh, go for it, acapella.
No.
Come on, do it.
Do it, do it.
I'm only doing a little bit of it.
Who went first?
Me.
Go ahead.
Mama just killed a man. Put a gun against his head. Pull my trigger, now he's dead. Mama, life has just begun. But now I've gone and thrown it all away. Mama, ooh, I didn't mean to make you cry. If I'm not back again this time tomorrow,
carry on, nothing really matters.
Yeah, that's, I don't really want to do any more of it.
What?
Oh my god. That was it.
It's a hard song.
I never even heard of Breeze.
What about this one, right?
Never.
I've been doing my own thing. Love has always had a way of having bad timing. Oh my god, I used to love that song. To my great surprise, ever since I looked in your eyes, I had one question for you. Tell me if you want me to give you all my
that?
Time.
Groove Theory.
Groove Theory.
Groovy Theory.
I think I got one you can do.
Ooh! I don't know. We're just singing the whole thing.
I can probably.
What is it? What do you got?
Split.
What is he thinking about doing?
What you got?
Oh, I don't know.
Is it like a grand finale? We're like getting him.
Yeah, we're getting a little self-egotistical.
I know, but...
Are we getting egotistical? And a testicle. Egotistical? Okay, anyway. I just want to say that we usually do this bit called New Yorkers in Nashville.
Yeah, do you have anything for it? Because I don't, sure shit doesn't.
Well, I don't...
Goodwill in Nashville.
Oh my god, please. My New Yorkers in Nashville is something that needs to be in Nashville. Which isn't.
What? A brothel.
No, I think that we, like, I think there needs to be, like a we talk about this all the time, like a comedy, food, cafe, like food, wine, and dessert, you know, and laughter and comedy.
I think it sucks that there's only Zany. Zany's is the comedy
Zany's
club.
Zany's is the only comedy club. There's other there's other clubs, not even clubs. There's like other places
where comedy's done.
Which I'm very upset to say this.
What?
Bunny, who was a very talented friend of mine.
Yeah.
She was doing her show at Play Monthly, and they freaking let her go.
I don't know why.
They let her show go, and she packs her show.
Yeah, I don't get it. Her show's always
packed. Her show's always packed. It's always entertaining, and I feel really... This is what I don't like about Nashville.
Yeah, I don't like it.
Her show didn't even last a year, did it?
No. Nope.
Is it a year?
Nope.
No. They let her go from Play, or whatever.
That's fucked up.
She's, like, one of my favorite, most talented comedians here, and... So, Zany's is the only place for comedy. Like a real legit...
Well, Zany's is the only place that famous comics play, which is crazy.
Mm-hmm.
So Wee had a dream, and I think we should fulfill it.
Yeah.
And do you want
to
tell them
It's
about
called
it?
Grandma Ann's, okay? Grandma and I Ann's. Think it needs to happen in Nashville. So just send me a check for like $50,000, okay?
No, we need like $100,000.
Yeah, we need like $100,000.
But the thing is, we want to open up Grandma Ann's. Grandma Ann's is going to be a comedy.
But food and alcohol
food.
And laughter and
comedy,
dessert.
Cooking, and food. And guess what? Wee and Coco are your hosts. So how can you fucking go wrong?
No, you can't go wrong. And also, like, food at Zany's, it's just, like, your basic, like, shit food. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like
bar
just, like,
food.
This would be,
but
like,
this would be our authentic recipes. We have Frank cooking in the kitchen.
That's a comedy show in itself.
Rose would be hosting. Rose would enter, like, it could be, like, Dick's, because Rose would be, like, oh, fuck you. You coming into the comedy show?
Oh, look at these hicks. What do
assholes.
You think
they
do?
Oh.
Okay.
Steve's got a song.
Steve's got
know.
Ideas. He's Steve got Hart. Ideas. I got an idea.
You might as well. You just do verse and chorus on
okay,
this.
Okay, let's do it.
Look at that. Steve is now the musical director.
Musical director.
For the Coco Rubio show.
Boys
and
Men, End of the Road.
Oh my god, yes.
Do you know the lyrics?
I know it's like, we
belong together.
But I gotta get the lyrics.
I'm gonna get you the lyrics.
She gonna get me the lyrics.
I'm gonna hear some sick like 8-part harmonies on the chorus, even though it's like 3 people.
Okay, let's do it. 8-part harmony. 8-part harmony.
8-part harmony. I don't.
Let's do it.
Where is it? God. Growing up can be a pain.
What?
Boys to men.
Which this is end not of end of the road. End of the road. End of the road.
We allow.
Who wrote it?
I think it's. I want to say babyface. No. Road. Okay, here we go. Girl, why does it say girl? Remember,
I gotta get my own lyrics because Wee Wee, as Wee Wee's holding the lyrics, she's freaking dancing, and my freaking eyes are bugging out because I don't know what the hell.
Sorry. Wee Wee likes the groove when she sings. Do you have the lyrics?
Okay, I'm ready. I'm ready. I got my.
Where do we come in, Steven?
We belong together, and you know that I'm right. Why do you play with my heart? Why do you play with my mind? Said we'd forever, said it never die. How could you love me and leave me and never say goodbye? When I can't sleep at night without holding you tight. Each time I try, I just break down and cry. Pain in my head, oh, I'd rather be dead. Spinning around and around, although we've come.
Some emotionals.
Steve, thank
that
you.
That was really emotional, Steve. Thank you.
Steve is out.
Steve,
I guess.
Was that? Steve just like exited the room.
I know, what the hell?
He couldn't take it. He's crying.
He got up and left.
He was emotional because he's crying.
Fuck, did he get up and leave for? Steve.
He's fucking has gas from your fucking vegan food. Fucking shit in his pants.
Listen, I shot my pants all day at work. I don't even want to hear it. Okay.
What do we have next? Oh, guys, you
can oh, my God. You know what's real? This is really I'm not going to say where, because I have a multitude of jobs, but let's just say this at work today. I forgot to tell you guys this.
Uh-oh.
So, there is a certain somebody at work. They don't work with me. They work in the same office, but they always go to the bathroom. Have you noticed this?
Male or female?
Male. Mm-hmm. He always goes to the bathroom.
Like for 10, 15 minutes? Like 15
but
minutes.
But it's constant, like all day
no,
long,
why is
right?
He
okay,
doing that?
Well.
Oh, you
wait,
know why he's doing
well,
that?
Well, let's just say me and another coworker might have figured out why. So, he keeps going, he's always going to the bathroom, and I have to pee a lot, so I'm like, okay, well, maybe I'm just like being judgy.
You and another coworker noticed him.
Always going to the bathroom.
Is it a tour guide?
Yeah, it's a tour guide.
Do I know them?
Yes.
Male or female? Okay.
Okay, it's a male, right? Yeah. So anyway.
Okay.
He goes in the bathroom. The coworker of mine goes in the bathroom
after
and he
him?
Comes out. Yeah,
after the dude.
A few minutes after him. And he goes, look what I just found in the bathroom.
Oh, no.
Steve, you're missing the story.
Tampons?
Nope. Oh. Vodka bottle. A bottle of vodka.
No!
Yes! A bottle of vodka, like, new. You could tell, like, the person just bought it.
Why would they put it in the bathroom?
Because maybe they put it down and forgot that they freaking left it there.
No.
So, anyway, the...
Like, what, a pint?
Like, a small... Is that a small one? A pint.
A pint.
Yeah. There was a bottle of vodka, a pint of vodka in the bathroom. And Brian goes, look at what I just found. And we both immediately
we
said...
We just pulled out the...
Oh.
Go ahead.
Who cares? No, no, no. Anyway. Sorry. But anyway. The point is, there could be, I could have made that name up. And somebody's peeing in the background. Anyway. He goes, look what I just found in the bathroom.
Oh, my God.
And we both immediately looked at each other and said, it's got to be so-and-so's because he's always in the freaking bathroom.
So that's what he's doing?
I mean, we had people come in the restroom. Yeah, we had people come in the restroom, yeah. Like guests.
Yeah.
But they were families. No, like, it wouldn't have been.
No.
So then we were like, what are we going to do with it? Like, you can't just leave it in there in case somebody else comes in the bathroom.
So it was empty.
It wasn't empty. It was like oh halfway. Oh, my God.
That explains it was a like lot. Half... That explains a lot, though, because I've noticed, like, when he's come by and he's like, hurt.
Yeah, well, guess what else about this?
Oh, no.
Coworker stories, I swear. See, what? If you miss it, this guy always goes to the bathroom.
You didn't tell Steve?
No, I forgot to tell him. This guy's always going to the bathroom, while the other guy I work with found a bottle of vodka in the bathroom. Mm. Right? So he took it.
Bottle of lube.
But he then tells me, one day he saw him in the alleyway peeing. In the alleyway. At work.
But oh, he was drunk.
He gets drunk, probably, at work.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but that guy that you're talking about, he's got, like,
What has he got?
He's, like, not just a worker. That's the thing.
Oh, he's not just a worker.
No. I know.
Well, maybe that's what it is. Maybe he's stressed out. Drinking on the job. But I swear, like, I pee a lot. I'm like, people probably think I have a problem. But for a man to keep going, you know, it's kind of strange. But anyway, that was very, very strange to me. Hidden bottle. Well, it wasn't even hidden. He probably put it down.
And forgot.
And forgot that it was in there.
Wow.
So we
classic
took it out.
Drunk mistake.
We took it out because we can't leave a bottle of vodka in the bathroom.
No, that would
he's out his vodka.
Would not be good.
Remember, sharing is caring is what you need to tell him.
He should just be a bartender. Then he could hit the bottle behind the bar.
Are you guys going to do your sex or tips?
Yeah.
I'm really excited about this.
Okay, we're going to
over here and see if you do it.
You'll get more of whatever you need.
I'll get what I need and see if
please be careful, Coco.
Listen, Coco is a big, fat heavyweight, okay?
Yeah, but Coco, it hits Coco.
Champion is what she means, champion.
Anyway,
Coco
is
low.
Steve
and
Riri, I've been waiting for Steve to take over fucking sex or text, because that's your job, which you're slacking on.
Yeah,
so
Steve was slacking.
Get in the hot seat, and I did follow
as
that
musical
earlier.
Director,
Steve is, he's doing three things. He's a musical director, he is also our guest.
And I'm also your boyfriend.
Yeah.
The biggest job of all.
That is the biggest job. So we're going to play Sex or Text.
You're turned on or taken back, you're unsure, do you have a sex or text? Sex or text? You read it once, you read it twice, is it naughty, is it nice? Sex or text? Sex or text? Cause it's so hard to read. Do they wanna bang? Or leave a coffee? Either way, we're gonna find out for you. Find out for you. We're gonna
find out for you.
She said she was thinking of me in the shower. Is it a sex or text? Is it a sex or text?
Yeah, kids. Is it a sext or is it a text?
Okay.
What do you got? What do we got this week?
Huh? All right, let's see. Pulling up the emails here.
People do email Coco and Wee Wee. You can either email Wee Wee at thatweewee@gmail.com or Coco Warbucks at gmail.com.
This is the one I liked. I was scrolling through this earlier.
Okay.
Debbie, I wonder if this is the Debbie I know. Debbie, she just moved to Nashville.
Debbie does Dallas.
She did.
Except she does
times.
Nashville.
So Debbie just moved to Nashville. She writes to the Coco and Wee Wee show. Hey, I just met a guy on Tinder, and he texted me and asked if I wanted to go to the Wild Beaver and possibly ride the bull.
Oh, I've done that.
Is that such a text? Now, for those of you who do not live in Nashville, the Wild Beaver is a spot downtown. It's a little divey, karaoke
Wild
spot.
Beaver is a lot of fun, though. They have a bull, a mechanical bull, which I've ridden.
Right. They have a mechanical bull. They've got skee ball.
They got karaoke.
And terrible bartenders.
Horrible bartenders. Terrible bartenders. But it is a fun place. If the bartender had a personality, it would be even better.
So, I understand.
I don't know. It might not be. Maybe he's... I don't think it's a sex, because maybe he's just, like, trying to show her Nashville. She's new to Nashville.
And I understand that.
Wild Beaver.
My only dispute is, if you were going to take a girl to the Wild Beaver and say you wanted to ride the mechanical bull, I would say, hey, do you just want... You want to go to a bar and meet? I wouldn't... you would never go, hey,
you
want to
go ride the bull.
Right. If you're going to take a girl out to dinner, you wouldn't say, hey, you want to go to Maggiano's and get a plate of spaghetti and maybe have some red wine and some garlic bread? Like, you wouldn't place
you
the meal.
You
wouldn't
go into detail.
But I think
but
you
we
put
are
that
in Nashville.
There, be a little
people,
edgy.
People are bizarre, and we are in Nashville, so it could just be a text.
I would say in this case it's probably the text.
I think it's
just
a text.
Just because they do have a mechanical bull. And it is called the Wild Beaver.
Yeah. It sounds very dirty, though. Beaver and bulls.
I don't know.
Beaver and bulls could be dirt. Why is Coco so quiet? Coco?
She's out of the room.
Coco?
I'm trying to leave
Let her do it.
When someone is dead quiet, it really concerns me. You know, like when you know, like when kids are like dead silent. You know they're doing something wrong.
It scares the shit out of you.
She's sitting dead silent. What exactly is she doing? Oh, maybe she's on the computer. Anyway,
she's
okay.
Praying.
This one is Linda. Linda from Queens. That's so typical. Linda from Queens. She's a nurse, and she asked a fellow coworker, a male nurse, to cover her shift because she wasn't feeling well. And he said, "Of course I will cover you. But why don't I come over and give you a little checkup?" Winky face.
Totally a sex.
That's a sex.
That's
for
a
sure.
Sex.
I will cover you.
You're not making house calls.
Cover you with what? Your sausage? What?
I'll cover you with your poon saber. Your saber poon tiger.
By the way, I just want to bring up workaholics because. Steve has got
Put
me...
Put it in yourself, man.
Steve got me to watch Workaholics, which I was like, hell no.
Greatest comedy
this
show.
This show is... Workaholics. Have you seen this, Coco? It's the guy from Pitch Perfect. What is his name?
Adam Devine.
He writes it. It's him and like two other dudes. They write Workaholics.
I want to show the episode.
It is... You got to see this episode. I was like, this is so dumb that I like it. Like, they're so fucking bizarre. And the stuff they come up with is so ridiculous. Like, they're it's just... Anyway, sorry, but I just want to
Stan Halem, because my real name sucks.
It's just ridiculous humor. Mm-hmm. And I don't usually like that, but in this instance, there's something about it that's funny.
It reminds me, like, of that would be, like, Zach Galifianakis type of stuff.
Kind of.
It's
kind of.
Bro humor.
It's very bro.
It's very bro, yeah.
but it's done very well.
Steve, did you like the Hangover movies?
I like the first one.
Mm-hmm.
Just the first?
Yeah, the second.
Yeah, then
third
it gets out of control.
It was a little out of control.
The third one
was way out of control. Yeah. That was way out.
It was like the American.
Which was the one with the transvestite?
The third one.
It's like that with the American Pies. Although the American Pie 2
was it good?
I really liked
the
American Pie 2. But you keep making... You can't... Sequel's a comedy. Think about it.
Yeah.
We're going totally off subject here, but...
No, but I like...
Think of a sequel to a comedy that was actually funnier than the first one. Anchorman 2 was terrible.
Yeah.
Dumb
and
Dumber 2 was
terrible.
Oh my god, terrible!
Teen Wolf 2?
I never even saw it.
It wasn't even Michael J. Fox. It was fucking...
Who was it? There was a Teen Wolf 2?
It was Jason Bateman.
Jason Bateman.
Oh my god, that's right. That's right.
Steve has a point.
Comedy.
If you
really
can
better.
Think of one comedy sequel that was, Ghostbusters 2, maybe.
Maybe.
That was good.
Maybe.
That was good.
The second one was better.
I can't imagine the female one being good.
Did that even come out yet?
I don't know. I don't think so.
And let's just talk about, speaking of that movie, because Jenny McCarthy is in that movie.
Yeah.
I think Jenny McCarthy is, besides Bridesmaids,
She's no, Melissa McCarthy.
Melissa McCarthy.
They're cousins, though.
Yeah, Melissa McCarthy. She's not been funny in one goddamn
movie. This is 40.
No.
I did not see
this
that.
This is 40.
You know what? Steve is dead on.
Her own movies that she not stars funny. In are not funny. Roles.
But you know what you need to watch? Watch her role in This is 40.
But she's only in it for like 5 minutes.
No, but that's the thing.
But she's hilarious.
She's in it for 5 minutes. And
it's funny.
Funny.
That's like the funniest part of the whole movie.
That is really fucking funny. That's
she had
funny.
A cameo.
Yeah.
Show him that later. Show him that.
We gotta watch a clip of
it. It's
them.
On YouTube.
But her own movies? Oh,
no,
I can't even get...
Funny.
I haven't even watched the
complete
one. This
new one that she has, The Boss, it got very bad.
No.
Very bad.
Are you serious?
It's just crude toilet humor.
I thought that looked actually funny. I was like, this might be
a
chance to win me
heard
over.
It wasn't.
But no.
So, we went on topic here, but...
Oh, here's your last one.
I want to say... No, that was definitely a sext.
Oh, the nurse one? That was totally a sext.
Yes. Now, I like this one. This was my my personal favorite.
Oh, yeah, this
it
is
reminds
kinda, this
me
is
of something off Law
sick.
And Order SVU.
It's a little sick.
Which I love Law and Order
you
SVU.
You like sick things.
I like Detective
that's
Benson.
That's why he loves you.
Exactly. Okay. David from Cincinnati, Ohio. I'm from Ohio, David. We could be friends.
No.
Okay, now he coaches a JV volleyball team. So he's probably a younger guy, I'm assuming, because my friend Brian, he coached JV.
He did?
When he was in college, yeah.
Oh, okay.
And he writes, all the girls have my phone number on the team.
Ooh.
But one girl texted and said she couldn't come to practice. I said, okay. But then she followed it with a text that said, the next time she shows up to practice, she would like to stay extra long and work even harder to keep her spot on the team with a winky face.
Oh, no, ew. Really?
Which I think is disgusting.
That is
totally
disgusting.
Cruel. But I'm into it.
Hey!
No, I think that's totally, that is a sex, and I've heard stories about people.
Did that happen to your friend?
Brian used to get hit on all the time.
He did, really?
But think about teachers.
See,
back then, we didn't have cell phones to, like, text our teachers or text our coaches. Like, you know, your parents had to call them.
Yeah.
But I feel like the way that, the new the millennials are.
Everything is
easy access to the phone. And, I can see this totally being a sext. And I think you should kick her off the team.
Mm. Oh, my God. Is that legitimate to get kicked off a team?
Well, I don't think you actually could do that legally. But I would show it to her parents, and I would it would raise a concern.
Yeah, but what
I agree with Steve.
You think so?
Yeah.
I never did that to I never had a crush
that's
on a
like,
teacher.
Like that's like
that
the whole fantasy.
Far.
That's the whole fantasy of, hey, why don't you stay after class, and you can make up for failing that test. You know what I mean? Like, it's the same kind of thing.
Guess what? In high school, we did have a teacher.
You did?
That was the PE teacher. He was very hot and sexy.
Really?
And I have a friend who had an affair with him.
No! High school?
Not in high school, though. A year later.
Oh, like after high school.
After high school.
Shut the hell up!
Because in high school, like, she would flirt with him and stuff, and then, like, a year later, he called her and was like, oh, you're out of school now.
The hell up!
And she was, 19. And
still pervy. Still pervy.
I never felt like that towards a teacher, ever.
You're an educator.
I never had a crush. Did you ever have a crush on a teacher?
I had a sex education teacher who was 25 years old, who was hot.
Oh my God, 25. Well, then, we are in high school.
I forgot his name. I was senior year, he was 25. He just graduated, and he was a sex ed teacher, and he was so cute.
He had to teach sex ed. Yes, Ms. Pikarski.
Ooh, he's outing her.
But I was 8th grade.
Oh.
she would dress skimpy.
No,
skimpy.
8th grade.
She was showing, she was throwing heat, man. She was throwing the sweater meat around.
What?
Oh, yeah.
She was allowed?
Leave it to the cleavage. She was...
8th grade class, huh?
Mm-hmm. Oh my God, that's...
Miss Pikarski, she taught science and English.
How old was she, she was young?
Probably 30.
Hmm. Wow.
Yeah.
Hmm. Little hooch.
She was dirty.
Was she married?
She was. No, she wasn't. It was Miss Pikarski.
Oh. Oh, she wanted to tease those little 8th grade boys.
Huh.
She wanted... to see.
What a little bitch.
Little hard-ons.
Well, great. I think, is that it for Sex or Dead?
Yes, thank you, Steve. Okay, let's thank the lovely Steve Lester for coordinating music and being a guest on the Coco Leary Show.
And putting up with a 22-day vegan diet.
Day two.
Steve, come over to my black and white kitchen. I'll give you a fucking filet mignon. Like nobody's business.
I would eat a stick of butter right now.
When Steve doesn't come home for dinner...
He's at my Goodwill fucking kitchen.
I was dipping a jelly donut in a bucket of lard.
With steak
Steve
on top.
Steve's at my black and white fucking kitchen with nice filet mignon.
Yep.
Steve, you don't have to do it.
No, I'm doing it.
22 days, I don't know if I can.
He's like the best boyfriend ever.
I know. Chief.
If he fucking makes it.
Chief and Chungi.
He's the best boyfriend ever. Ow.
If he makes it alive from this vegan
thing. What man can do this?
As long as you give me
wine. He's superhuman.
If as long as he has wine, he's fine.
He can't even drink wine.
I know.
He's going to die. You can't drink alcohol if you're vegan. The fuck?
But if you drink some white wine.
I'm eating some cardboard and some fucking plastics.
Well, come on. Tom Brady does it.
Tom Brady does it. Jay-Z did it.
Okay,
I think Jay-Z still does it.
If you try to drink wine and you're eating vegan, you're going to get drunk very quicker.
I only had this little bit and I'm buzzed. Honestly. That's why this girl tried to give me vodka. I'm going to die if I try to drink vodka.
Oh my God, my phone died.
Okay, well, we're going to wrap this up because we've... Yeah. Anywho, this has been the Coco and Wee Wee Show, which is a part of the
Wait a minute. Coco and Wee Wee Show?
Wow. This is what vodka
does.
I want to
go to Goodwill.
Oh, Jesus. Okay, this is the Coco Weaver Show, part of the Totally Driven Entertainment Network, a multimedia platform dedicating to bringing you total entertainment.
Oh, she's excited.
Check us out on the web at totallydrivenentertainment.com for a complete list of upcoming shows, entertaining blogs and videos, and you can also find us on all social media platforms, including Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, and many more.
Oh, wow.
And while I did that, Coco is looking like the vodka is getting to her.
I think you seem a little more drunk than I do.
I do, right? Okay.
I need to tell you.
Excuse me, but I am vegan for 2 days. Anyway, here's a list of our other shows on the network, which we love. We love our Totally Driven family.
Did you know that Totally Driven Entertainment has tons of different podcasts? As a matter of fact, we have podcasts on every day of the week with topics ranging from politics all the way to pro wrestling and total entertainment. On Monday nights, you have two amazing shows. At 6 p.m., you have Hard Talk with Big Daddy and Big Booty Trudy. And at 11 p.m., we have the new show, 8 Flights Up. So you guys definitely gonna want to check out those two. On Tuesday at noon, we have Pro Wrestling Now with Mike Ferreira, where Mike gives us a rundown of everything in the world of professional wrestling this week. Moving into midweek, we have three shows that are totally different and totally driven. At 9:30 a.m. on Wednesday, Hump Day, we have the Coco and Wee Wee Show. On Wednesday at 8 p.m., journey into the world of comics, cosplay, and more with Give No F's Cosplay, one of our newest shows. That brings us to Thursday. Thank God it's Thursday, because at 5 p.m., we have Pro Wrestling Now with Mike Ferrer, where he wraps up the end of the week and talks a little bit about...
Oh, no, no, no. It's still going. Don't worry about it.
SmackDown, NXT, and some Japanese wrestling. Thursday night at 8 p.m., the show that started it all, Totally Driven Radio, with your hosts, Bay Ragney and Nick Wilkinson. This show has a little bit for everyone. There's celebrity gossip, interviews, Hollywood reporters, Dancing with the Stars moments, metal, mayhem, and moondog. Friday nights at 8 p.m., Uncle Shawnee's Playground is guaranteed to make somebody mad and somebody cry. At 10 p.m. on Friday night, we have the LAW Retro Wrestling Hour, where we talk all about the golden age of wrestling and what it was like back then to see amazing men do amazing things. Hey, and some of our best programming is on the weekends. On Saturdays at 10 a.m., you can listen to the Mojo Sports Show and talk all kinds of sports with Mr. Mojo. At 9 p.m. that night, Bay Ragney does Totally Driven Radio Rock, where he features different kind of music, different songs, different eras, just whatever's on his mind that week when it comes to music. Sunday Funday at 10 a.m., start your weekend off with a Big Weenie. The Big Weenie Castanini Show is on every week, and it's sure to please. And and end the week with the Nerd Herd at 9 p.m. on Sunday nights. You can join the TV Nation and you can talk all about the latest in TV, comics, and comic book movies. Baze is going to tell you what he's been watching. We're going to talk about our Men in Tights. And finally, we're going to do our top five list each and every week. It's a different list. Hey, and if you're not busy listening to your new favorite podcast, check out some of our social media pages. You can find us on YouTube, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, Periscope, and more. Totally Driven Radio. Get driven. Stay driven.
Periscope. People keep telling me to get Periscope.
Yeah.
No, Stevie Boncellio. We want to leave this show like we always do and say...
First, I want to thank Steve.
Yes.
Steve, I had a great time singing and indulging myself in fucking fat cat selfishness.
No, it's not selfish.
You know
what?
People listen to me sing, even if you don't fucking
listen,
like
we had a fucking has-been career, and we're going to bring it back.
I love singing, and I want to sing, and Steve let me do it tonight.
Thank you for all the idiots that didn't pick up their phone during the prank contest.
And you didn't
contest.
Win your prize. No. Your fucking prize. Take for me to take you to Goodwill, assholes. No, but
anyway we're
going to
leave
you,
it.
Steve and Wee-Wee, for letting us use your beautiful studio.
Oh, thank you.
And I hope we have a lot of guests here that I'm inviting to Steve and Wee-Wee's house.
Yes. And after you come over, you will be taking a trip to Goodwill. Anyway, we're going to leave it off
Steve,
with our famous...
Say this with us, Steve.
...quote from our grandmother, her famous toast.
Do you know her famous toast?
It's...
Fuck
them
all,
all,
big and small. Say it with us.
Fuck them all, big and small.
Love you, Grandma.
We out.
We out.